We're going to speak about four basic aspects. If you're clear about these, then you can understand the whole sweep of what meditation is about. The four keys are concentration, relaxation, energy, and unconditional love. We'll start with concentration. If you think about your day-to-day life, you'll probably notice that sometimes you'll do an activity and you'll be rather focused and present in that activity. Other times, you'll do the same activity and you'll be much less present and focused. Your mind will be wandering, irrelevant thoughts will distract you, and so forth. We all notice in day-to-day life fluctuation in our level of presence or focus or concentration. You may have had an experience in your life where you spontaneously entered a state of extraordinary presence or extraordinary focus. It sometimes happens to people when they are faced with a challenge. For example, a life-threatening situation, like an automobile accident or some other threatening event. A person will enter a state where everything slows down. Everything gets very peaceful. And it's as though they can function in a superior way. And even though the situation may be frightening, they are totally in the moment, so in the moment that there is a sense of okayness, even if the situation is life-threatening. This would be a state of extraordinary focus, extraordinary concentration. When you do a meditation technique, you work against the force of distraction. Let's say that you are going to focus on your breath in order to develop concentration. Well, this or that other body sensation, this or that thought, external sounds will come up. They'll distract you. You gently bring your awareness back to the breath over and over again. And by working against that distractive force, your strength of concentration is built. Then when the exercise is over, you notice as you go out into daily life that that heightened concentration ability is still with you. And if you practice on a regular basis, it becomes very pronounced. So the particular exercise or technique of meditation that a person may do is merely a procedure to bring about a change in their ability to focus. With time, you can double or triple or quadruple your base level of concentration in day-to-day life. So the way that growth takes place in concentration is along two dimensions. On one hand, your concentration power gets stronger and stronger. We might call that the dimension of deepening. On the other hand, you're able to carry that concentrated state into more and more complex situations of daily life. Sometimes people ask me, how many hours a day do I meditate? I understand what they're saying. They're asking, how many hours do I do formal practice? Well, maybe about an hour. But the way I'd like to really answer their question is, hopefully, I'm meditating 24 hours a day, literally 24 hours. Because as the concentrative state becomes second nature, not only do you have it as you're walking around in day-to-day life, but you even have it during sleep. If you're concentrated in daily life, when you dream, you'll dream in the same concentrated state. So it both deepens and broadens. The state of concentration has technical terms in each of the spiritual traditions of the world. In the Christian tradition, it's called recollection, meaning not to remember, but to recollect or to gather yourself back. It's also sometimes called the prayer of quiet. In the Jewish meditative tradition, this state of concentration is called kavanah, literally meaning to direct. And in Islam, it's called zikr. If you have concentration power, then every other skill and every other endeavor that you may undertake is going to be more powerful as the result of that. The example that I like to give is sharpening an axe. When you sharpen an axe, you don't cut down any trees for that period of time. But the act of sharpening the axe makes the cutting down of trees much easier and more effective. When we practice a meditation technique, perhaps we sit for 20 minutes or a half hour, if not every day, every other day, we're not really solving any life issue. We're just basically developing our concentration power. But that is equivalent to sharpening our axe. Our mind is now more focused so that when we go out into daily life, we can solve problems more effectively and live our life more exuberantly. We can apply concentration to having a full experience of eating a meal, to having a full experience of listening to music or making love. And then that experience will be two or three times as big. But there are other things we can do with concentration power once we have it. One of the ways that we can use concentration is like a microscope to observe our internal states. You've all looked through a microscope. You know what it does. It takes what is there and makes it larger so that we can see. It doesn't add or subtract anything, but it allows us to see what's going on, which we cannot see with our naked eye. Concentration is the microscope for the internal world that allows you to see what's really going on in your body feelings, your mental images, and your internal conversations. When we look through an external physical microscope, we're able to understand the material world in new ways. When we look through the microscope of concentration at our moment-by-moment experience, we're able to understand things about our daily experience that we could never hope to understand otherwise. This using of concentration to examine our experience in order to understand at deeper levels is technically called mindfulness. And the forms of meditation that emphasize this way of working are called mindfulness meditation. The result of mindfulness is insight, understanding. What sorts of things do we understand? Well, insight is like a many-faceted jewel, like a diamond that has many beautiful sides to it. I cannot, in this short time, begin to even outline for you all of the sides of this insight or spiritual wisdom faculty, but I can give you a few hints. For one thing, we learn that physical and emotional pain doesn't have to turn into suffering. We learn how to experience pain in a new way without resistance. We learn how to experience physical and emotional pleasure in a way that it gives really lasting satisfaction. And we learn how our sense of personal self is formed, and how we can have a really healthy experience of our own personality. But we also learn how we can have an experience of going beyond that personality to emerging with all of creation and with the spiritual source of creation. These are some of the insights that occur when you use concentration to develop mindfulness, carefully examining just what is in your moment-by-moment experience.